Okay, Divrei Hayamim Beis Perek Chaf Ches, 28th Perek, and we get into a Perek about Achaz, one of the wicked kings of Yehuda, as we're going to see. Is going to be an oscillating Malchus that we have from Yotam, Tzadik, Achaz, Rasha, Chizkiyahu, Tzadik, Menashe, Rasha, and back and forth, as we will see over the next couple of aprakim. And this is what it was back in, as reported in Sefer Malachim as well. Achaz was the son of Yotam, and he brought Avodah Zarah into the Beis HaMikdash. He closed the Beis HaMikdash. He did not listen to anybody, and a parak where he brought down some of the one that's described at most in detail in Divrei Hayamim is Achaz right here. The Gemara, interestingly, associates him with the pasuk in Mishle relating to laziness. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kof Gimel, the Gemara quotes Mai Dechsev, the pasuk in Mishle Chavdalat, Al Sada Ish Atzel Avarti, on the lazy person I passed, the field, Valkerim Adam Chaser Lev, Vine Ala Kulo Kimshonim. I passed by the vineyard, and it was all thorns, Kasu Panav Charulim, Vigeder Avanav Nehersa. So every phrase is darshaned about a different person. Al Sada Ish Atzel Avarti Ze Achas. That's Achaz. Valkerim Adam Chaser Lev, Ze Menashe. Vine Ala Kalu Kimshonim, Ze Amon. All of them Rishonim. Kasu Panav Charulim, Zeo Yehoyakim. So the whole order of kings is mentioned here. Rashi, Ulahachi Kari Le Atzel. Why was he called an Atzel? Achaz Shechasam Es HaTorah Ubitel Es HaAvodah. Look, come on. Right, he did what he can to minimize and close off any Torah learning, and he was Mevatel the Karbatamit. See, he caused, he stopped doing active Avodas Hashem, and therefore he is called an Atzel. If you look in the Be'er Moshe on Malachim, the Be'er Moshe says, Mikan anu lemeidim shaha atzlus hishorish va'asiba lakiris kol haTorah. Somebody has a lazy attitude that could lead to terrible things. Shari Achaz, Akar is kol haTorah, Kamo Sha'amri. Of course, the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, Lamanik Rashmo Achaz, Sha'achaz bebati knesios ubati midrashos. Right? Why was he called Achaz? Because the Yerushalmi says in Sanhedrin, because he grabbed on. He grabbed on to the Bate Knesios and Bate Midrashos. The Yerushalmi says, Lama haya Achaz domeh lemelech she'elo ben umasro lepedagogo v'ayim evakish largo. The king wanted to get rid of the schools. So he said, I can't just kill the teachers, but while I do, slowly, get rid of all the students. Emein gedayim ain't tiyashim. Emein tiyashim ain't son. Emein son ain't roa. Emein roa ain't olam. Emein olam kaviyacho. Kachaya achas savur b'daitol omar. Emein ktanim ain't gedolim. Emein gedolim ain't chachamim. Emein chachamim ain't nevim. He's just going to get rid of all the batim and drashos, and there won't be any hashras, hashchina al Yisrael. And that's the start of it, is the midah of Atzlus. Interesting, the Be'er Moshe does point out that there's one midah that we can learn from Achaz. On the next daf in Sanhedrin Kuf Daled, the Gemara says, "Bipnei malo manu as Achaz." Why isn't Achaz one of those who lost their Olam Haba? Menashe and the others on the list. "Bipnei shahaya lo boshes panim mi Yishayahu." He had a little busha. Not that he didn't do all the averis. He had a little busha from Yishayahu. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Yishayahu Perek Zayin, "Vayomar Hashem al Yishayahu, tsei na likras Achaz ata v'sher yashuv bincha el kitzei ta'alas habrecho hel yona el mesilas sade koves. My koves, yigad amri de kavshinu la'ape v'chalaf." Right, he hit his face. "Vigad amri uchla de kasvi socha v'reshe v'chalaf." Right, he put a kli on his head so that Yishayahu wouldn't see him. So he had a little busha, and that's enough. That's enough to at least get into Olam Haba after the suffering that surely he received in the next world. V'yavki lo espayish batzim averis shabiyadu. Even though wasn't espayish from the actual averis, but he was had busha from the navi that itself. Right? We even know in halacha there's a difference between somebody who's mechalal Shabbos in private and mechalal Shabbos in public in terms of what his halachic status is. But either way, this is acha. So says the. Says the Navi, Ben Esrim Shana Achaz B'malcha, he was 20, V'sheish Esri Shana B'malcha B'shalayim, 16 years, V'lo Asa Yashar B'nei Hashem K'David Aviv. He did nothing like his father. Nothing like his father David. Nothing like it. V'yelech B'darkei Malcha Yisrael. He actually followed the Malcha Yisrael, who were known for their rishos. V'gam masechos asala ba'alim, idols. V'hu hektir begei ben inom, he was maktir. He gave ktores to the Baal. V'yaver es banav ba'esh, and he passed his sons through fire, kisoavos hagoyim, like all the abominations of the goyim, asher horesh Hashem b'nei b'nei Yisrael. Those nations that Hashem drove out, he took those abominations and he served, right? Avodah Zarah in the Torah is called a to'eva, the noun, the Avodah Zarah itself. Certain actions, the action is called to'eva, but Avodah Zarah, the Avodah Zarah itself is called to'eva. There's only one aveir in the Torah that a person is called to'eva if he doesn't, and that's somebody who doesn't have honest weights and measures. Right, he's a to'avas Hashem. And also elsewhere, Kol Gavalev is to'avas Hashem. But here it says that he passed his sons through fire. So we assume this is, the Mesudas David says, the Avodah Zarah of Molech. Molech is when one passes their children through fire. Machlokas, we've shown him whether they die, whether it's meant to kill the children. Rashi, Ramban, Rambam discuss this in Parshas Achrimos. Rashi says, Zu hi avodasa, shemoser b'no lekomrim. A person gives their sons to the priests of Molech. Va'komrim osin shtei meduros gedolos, and the komrim make two fires. Uma avir nesaben beraglov bein shtei meduros eish, and they pass the son between these two fires. Lo titain, right? Lo titain means don't give it to the Molech. That's the mesiras lakomrim lahavir lamolech. Veze eino nachon, says the Ramban. Ramban says that Rashi says sheyamru begar sanhedrin havir beregal pater. And he continues, that the Komrim are passed. I don't agree. Most of the Komrim l'shem shikutzam v'ushakasav nasan lamolech. And let me just find the line. V'imkozenira be'enai behechar psukim ki ahaya ben l'machol ha'seish. The ben would be of offering for the fire. Shakasav omer v'gam esbenei ma sheyaldu lei li haviru lahem la'achla. And that's what it means. It means you killed them. You killed them in the fire. And it's chayiv even before he dies. This is the Isser of Molech, the crazy Avodah Zarah of giving one's children. Child sacrifice. The Gemara Sanhedrin darshins, unusually, Samach Dalet in Sanhedrin, that one is only chayiv if one gives some of their children and not all of their children. Eino chayiv, anshim sirena l'mishar sekel, and says the Gemara, Amar v'achabrei durava, hever kol zaro pater. Shenemar mi zaracha, v'lo kol zaracha. Right, and that's the... that's the famous Gemara. And Tosfos says, "Vim tomar mikam chayavle." What do you mean? If you give all your children your potter, once you give the first one, you're chayav already. So what do you mean if you give all of them? If you only have one, you're not chayav. Oh, shahavir b'basachas, you bring them all together. And this is the question that, what do you mean? If you give most of your kids, you're going to be chayav, but all your kids potter. Why does that make sense? So that's the smag, the comment of the smag in Lo Tasei Mem, the Marsha on this Gemara quotes the smag. Who says that if somebody gives all of their children, gadol avono minso, then you're so beyond. You have cut off your line of descendants. So male, if you give some of your kids, maybe there could be a kapara with your death. But if it's so bad that you gave all your kids, that even death is not going to help you, and therefore you're not going to be chayav. Right? That's the Marsha over here quoting the smag. Who made the cuss of a smag? This was a Talmud Shuvas Aminim. Shemiv Visas Bezdin Miskaprin Hamumsin. Vize also Kolka Chavir Gadola. Shein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Rotsa Shiyah Lo Kapara. Umizei Atama Ani Omer Vechulu. Nira Lo Seis Tama Adaminim Bechol Dukta Inon Shemin Adin. What? But not here. The Kesef Mishnah quotes this smag by the halacha of Kasher Zoma Malo Kasher Asa. Kasher Zoma Kasher Asa, which again you might say, if the Edom try to inflict punishment, they're chayiv, so if they succeeded, they're going to be putter. So the Ramban Al Torah talks about it, but the Kesef Mishnah says, based on the smag, that if they were succeeded, then God will have an omen so. Then they're so far, they need a punishment, so that's going to be, it's so bad for them, right? It's so bad for them, and Misa's not going to help. Ein roi la seis la Misa's bezin, shetachapar aleim, la roi la nicham, she nidonim achar Misa, ba'onshim no ra'im. Dugma la davar, he quotes Molech. Okay, so we continue. This is what he did. This is what Achaz did. Vayitneu Hashem al kav biyad melech Aram. Pasuk hey. So Hashem gave over Yehuda, right? Achaz and the nation into the hands of Aram. Vayakubo vayishbo b'man shivya gadola. Aram defeated them and they took many captives. Vayaviul darmasek. They brought them to Damascus. Vagabiyad melech Yisrael nitan vayakbo makaraba. They were beaten over the head. And then Vayar Pekach Meramayo be Yehuda, Meyav Esther Mel Biomechad, Akob Nechayo, Bazvam Eshashem Elokei Avosam. And also, Malchi Yisrael fought the civil war, Malchi Yehuda, and defeated them handedly. Vayarog Zichri Gibor Ephraim Es Maaseyu Ben Melech, Vesazrikam Neged Abayis. Right, Zichri from the Ephraim, remember the people that they had hired and then sent them away? Now you see, they're coming back. Vayishbu Bere Yisrael Miachayim Asayim Elef, 200,000. 200,000 captives, Nashim, Banim, Banos, Vagam Shalom Rav, Bazumehem, Visham Haya Navi Lashem Odeid Shmo. And look at this story. There was a Navi named Odeid, who sees Malche, who sees the whole nation, the 10 tribes that took all of these captives, and he says to them, guys, let them go. Let them go. Vayetzi Lefeyatzava Bala Shomron. Vayomer Lahem, he says, you know why Hashem got angry at Yehuda? Because they didn't follow Hashem. Right, he doesn't want you to take them as captives. It's just going to lead to bad things for you. I'm telling you, Oded says, let them go. Because Hashem was angry at Yehuda. His anger got all the way up to heaven. You want to take them as captives? You're going to be to blame. If you take them captives, you're going to be to blame Hashem Elokeichem. Shmauni, Vatashmuni, listen to me. Vashivu Hashiv Yasher Shavisem Yachichem. Let them go. Ki Charon Af Hashem Aleichem. Hashem will be angry. So what happened? Some of the major leaders got up and said, "Yeah, that's what we got to do." Vayakumu Anashim Mirashim Ben Ephraim, Azaryo Ben Yehochanan, Berech Yahu Ben Mishilemos, Chizkiyo Ben Shalom. These leaders, and they came. Vayomru Lahem Pasuk Yud Gimel Lo Tavi With Hashiv Yehena. Don't bring the captives. Ki la'ashmas Hashem aleinu, atem omrim lo sifa chadaseinu. It's going to be worse. V'yalashmaseinu ki rabashma lanu v'charon af al Yisrael. So it's interesting that usually Yisrael and Malchi Yisrael were only known for rishos and negativity throughout all the kings. Sometimes they had Hashem had to put one against the other in Yehu. And who we have had in the past, but here this is an amazing attitude of the magnanimous attitude of the ten shvatim, right? Uncharacteristics of them, uncharacteristics of Divrei Hayamim in general, which is focused on Yehuda. But this has to do with Yehuda. That's why it's mentioned. Vayazov achalutz es hashivya vesabisa lifnei asarim v'chalakal. So he left them there. They left them. Yekumon Hashem Hashaniku b'shemos, and then people got up and actually helped them. Vayachziku b'shivya. They handled. They gave strength to those captives. V'chol ma'arumeim, helbishum and ashalal, gave them clothing. V'yalbishum, v'yanilum, gave them shoes. V'yachilum, v'yashkim, gave them food and drink. V'yasucham inalum. This pasuk is quoted when the Rambam discusses, don't have rachmanis on the enemy, because they're not going to have rachmanis on you. This isn't like Yehuda and Yisrael. And this psukim is that fellow Jews can have rachmanis. This isn't. So that's not our enemies. But they brought him. They brought him to Yericho. And they went back to Shomron, and they brought him to Yericho, which is obviously one of the cities of Yehuda. But Ezahi, meanwhile, Shalach Melech Achaz doesn't start. Al Malchi Asher Lazarlo. Achaz, instead of trying to do tshuva, instead of trying, right, he was defeated by his fellow Jews, the northern kingdom, and he was defeated by the earlier Shivi Gedola in Aram. In Aram, Pasuk Hey, defeated by Aram. So now he goes to Asher. Maybe you can help me out. Shalach Amalach Achaz, Amalach Asher, Lazorlo, V'od Adomim Bo, and Edom, by Yaakov Yehuda, they came and they fought them. They weren't going to help them. V'yishpushev, again, all of this for the punishment of Achaz and his followers. U'plishtim pashtu bariash ve'lo v'negev v'yehuda, v'yilkutu es Beit Shemesh, Ayalon, Gederos, all of these cities, Socho benoseha, Timno benoseha, ki echni Hashem es Yehuda ba'avor Achaz melech Yisrael. Koaz Hashem lowered Yehuda because of what Achaz did. Ki hefriya b'Yehuda, he caused a disgrace in Yehuda, right, from the word hefriya. You have that Lashon by the by the Egel too, Farua. Uma'o mal Vashem, and they violated. Vayavo'alav Tiglas Pileser Melech Asher. The king of Asher came. Vayotzer lo v'lo chazako. He caused tsaris. He did not strengthen him. He just the opposite. V'lo kicholak Achaz es Beis Hashem. Because Achaz destroyed and split up the Beis HaMikdash v'es Beis HaMelech Vasarim. V'yitin l'melech Asher v'lo le'ezra lo. Wasn't for help. Nobody was on his side. He just had tsaris. Uveis hatzer lo v'yosef l'mal Vashem hu ha'melech Achaz. He continued to go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Interesting, there's a story in Melachim that's not said here, where Achaz went to Aram, and he was so enamored by one of the idols there, he sent back word to build that idol in the Mikdash. He said, told the Kohen Gadol, we have to build this and build a Mizbeach, and put away the Mizbeach from Shlomo, and use this. Unbelievable. In the base of Mikdash. Vayizbach l'Elohei Darmesek. And he sacrificed to the gods of Damesek, Hamakimbo. The ones that the Aram, which was defeating him, so he said, okay, maybe if I serve their gods, it'll help me out. Vayomer ki Elohei Malchei Aram hei mazrim osam lahem azabeach v'yazruni. To them, it's like mamish lahachis. Veim hayu lo lahachshi lo l'kol Yisrael, it caused terrible things. Vayasov achaz is called klei beis elokim. He gathered the klei amikdash, vayakatzeitz, and he destroyed them. Like cutting off his own foot. Vayiskaros dalsos beis Hashem, he closed the beis amikdash. But he was mevatel, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin of Gimel, he was mevatel yavoda. No more avoda. This is way before the Churban. Vayaslo mizbechos b'chol pina of Yerushalayim. And he built mizbechos to gods in all every corner of Yerushalayim. U'b'chol yer v'ir liyudas abamos l'kater l'eluhim achirim. Avodah zarah. Vayaches es Hashem l'kei Yisrael. He did everything he could to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unbelievable. V'yaser dvarav v'chol d'rachav arishonim v'achronim. Everything is life. K'suvim al sefer malchi Yehuda v'Yisrael. It's written there. Vayishka v'achazim avosef. He died. And what does it say here? Vayikbrehu b'ir Yerushalayim. He was buried in the city. Kilo avyu l'kivri malchi Yisrael. But not in the kever. Not the kfaris of malchi Yisrael. What do you mean malchi Yisrael? He was malchi Yehuda. The Radak here says, well, originally before the malchus was split, David and Shlomo, they were called malchi Yisrael. Radak. Lefisha b'malchi Yehuda hayu b'malchi Yisrael v'David u'shlomo kara malchi Yisrael klomar lo hayeroi lavo b'michi tzasam. Idavka says malchi Yisrael because it's referring to David and Shlomo. Achaz is not roi to be in their kever and therefore they didn't bring him in. Vayimloch yichizkiyo b'lo tachtav and Chizkiyo takes over. If you look in Malachim it says that he was buried b'kever avos. So how does that work? He was or he wasn't? So the pshat given by Chazal is that the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Pesachim, it's a Mishnah, but it's quoted as part of the Gemara. Either way, in our version, it's Pesachim Daf Nun Vav Ben Aleph. Here, it's formulated as a Brisa, but in the Mishnah, it's as part of the Mishnah. The six things Chizkiyo did. Chizkiyo, Achaz's son, did three things that the Chazal were happy with, and three things that they were not happy with. What's the first one? The first one that they were happy with? Girer Atzmos Aviv. Chizkiyo took his father's bones and rolled them around. Almita Shel Chavalim. On a bed of rope, meaning he didn't put him in a regular coffin, v'hodulo, and they were very happy about that, meaning he wanted to give his father some type of kapara to help him out in all the suffering that he was going to do. So what happened? They buried him in some type of temporary, or he exhumed his father's bones and treated them with disgrace, and in that way to try to get his father a kapara, and that was looked positively upon by the Chachamim. Says the Tiferes Yisrael, if he was a Rasha, there's no Kibbutz Aveim. But Kibbutz Aveim, what do you do here? Kibbutz Aveim, there's no Kibbutz Aveim. They bring a Raya. Bring a Raya from Osa Maisa Amcha. There is a discussion in Yeridea in Simin Reish Mem in Hilchas Kibbutz Aveim. The Shulchan Aruch says, a Mamzer is Chayiv in Kibbutz Av, even though his father's a Rasha and Baal Averis, Mechabdo Misyari Mimenu. Rama, the Yesh Omrim, the Eina Mechui of Lechabit Av of Rasha, El Im Kain Asa Shuva. There is no chiyuv to give his father kavod unless he did shuva. Says the Pesachet Shuva Mikamakom Lo Nikra Ino Osa Maisa Amcha LeInyan SheiPatur MiLechabdo Ela Im Shina BiYivalta VeShelo Pamachas. Not once. It's got to be somebody who habitually. So this is according to all days. Achaz was habitual, and therefore there wouldn't be the regular mitzvah of kibbutz of aim. Look at the Chashuke Chemed there in Sachem on Daf Nun Vav. He discusses a couple of cases. He has a case where a person does not want to write. A chassan's getting married. His father is a known Rasha. He doesn't want to write his father's name. Maybe levazos es aviv ulahashmito mikadas hazmana. Right, he he thinks it's a bizayin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bizayin to put his father's name on it. Tshuva, says Rav Zilberstein, if the father raised him and gave him an education of Jewish education, it's just that the father himself has a taiva and he can't control his yetzahara, then that's kfui tova and you have to write his name. V'lo lechtov eshmo kedera kolom kulo, it'll be he shouldn't embarrass him like that. Uveprat im gam nasan lohotzos nisuav, if he's paying for the wedding. Ah, imaviv lo tiva, if the father never helped him at all. V'imo hizeshu kidalta l'tor, and the mother is the one that gave him the education. V'hi maskima sheyashmitu eshmo sam mistava lahatir, and she agrees to leave out the name. Then there's something to talk about. V'yafshein uchayev la'aviv bakaras atov, even if you're not chayev hakaras atov to the father, imashmata shmo tigrin l'libizoyin v'kalon gadol. If it's going to cause terrible, terrible embarrassment to him, not just preventing a chilul Hashem, but it'll be tremendously embarrassing, so that for sure wouldn't be allowed. But again, it's the balance of girer atzmos aviv, based on the story of what Chizkio did to his father, Achaz. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, we had Yotam tzaddik, Achaz not a tzaddik. And next time we'll get to Chizkio.